website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is KAYT FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
We as his children is got to follow the plan. That's the reason why he said, abide in me. So that you know the word when I speak it. Because God has the final word. And we go back to the book of Isaiah in chapter 45 in verses 5 through 7. Let's look at what verse 5 says here. Isaiah is making it very clear. Isaiah said that I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they might know from the rising of the sun and from the west. There is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there's none else. But look what verse 7 says. I formed the light. I created darkness. I make peace. And look what else he said. And create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Yeah.
It is plain to us very clear that everything that is going on in the world today is by God's plan. And God only. He is the one that has created everything that we see, even the existence of our lives. The day that we were born, there was a plan and a purpose for us being here. God has blessed a lot of us with many talents. But it's up to us to abide in the word and find out what is our talent here.
Come on.
That's right.
You do know that God has the final word on everything that is going on. Back in 94 when I had a car wreck and I thought I was going to lose my life. But God had the final word. It wasn't my time yet. Can I tell you that thing that you're going through right now? That God got the final word? And it's not your time yet? But when it is, he'll let you know. We can't even die without God. God got to be in the plan of everything. God created the heaven and the earth. And he also created evil. He created the devil. So we have to rest assured to know that since he created all these things, we have to know that God is all you need.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, God is all you need. So I'm telling you, you don't have to pick up the phone and call Sister Sally and Sister Sue. Give it to God. Talk to him. Give it to him. And I guarantee you, I rest assured you that he will take care of it. He has taken care of a lot of my problems. And he'll take care of your problems. A lot of times I didn't see my way through. But God had the final word. Just when I thought that it was all over, I thought I was going to lose everything I got. But God had the final word. My enemies sit back and they begin to twirl their thumbs. And when they begin to look and they begin to see, have he lost his house yet? Have he lost his cars yet? But God got the final word. See, you don't know what I done that night. You don't know what I did early in the morning. Many mornings I woke up crying to the Lord. And I want to tell you right now, church, you can't never lose when you get on your knees and pray to God. You can't never lose when you humble yourself, because God got the final word. But look what he says here in chapter 40, verse 7. The grass withered, the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And check this out. Surely people is grass.
Say it.
Now that should define everything right there too, right there. God's power is so powerful until he just like, if he blow his breath, thousands die. He raised his right hand, thousands live. It's at his discretion when everything needs to be done. All we have to do is just wait on it. Because God's word will stand forever. And as I go to my seat, and as I look around the church now, and I no longer see David Weaver here, but God's word will stand forever. And as I look over to my right, and I no longer see Deacon Maxwell, but God's word will stand forever. And I look in the middle and I don't see Brother Walker no more. But I know that God's word will stand forever. And when I look in the back of the church and I no longer see Brother Luke Hampton, I know that God's word will stand forever. And as I look over and I don't see my mother-in-law anymore, Claudia Liggins, I know that God's word will stand forever. And I remember old Deacon Towers sitting there. He's gone on to be with the Lord. But I know here Isaiah is explaining to us that God's word will stand forever. So what I want to tell the church, one of these old days, Donald Weston is going to be laid out here in front of the pulpit. But don't cry for me, because God's word will stand forever. Surely as the grass faded, surely as the flower withered, God's word will forever stand. So I want to tell you today, just keep on striving, keep on pressing, keep on finding your way. For God's word will stand forever. Antioch Church may fall, but God's word will stand forever. Donald Trump, he died to get two, but he couldn't do it because God's word stands forever. So as you see, God said that if he blows, when you see TV and you see thousands have died, don't worry. God's word will stand forever. You're trying to educate your child. Just don't know what the money coming through. But God's word will stand forever. And I think he'll give you exactly what you need. And he'll give you more than whatever you need. Don't you realize that God made it all? We have to stand before him one day. And he's going to let us know that his word stands forever. Please say, have mercy right now. One of these old days, it's going to be by and by. See you later. But I know one thing. God's word will stand forever. Mama's gone. God's word will stand forever. Daddy's gone. God's word will stand forever. Abide in his word so you can know what's going on. Isaiah has made it very clearly that God's word will stand forever. In New York City, two Trade Center buildings fell down. But God's word keep on standing. A tsunami came and wiped out Indonesia. But God's word keeps on standing. Keep on trusting. Keep on watching. Keep on seeking. Know that God is in the midst of everything that's going on. I don't know about you, but I know one thing. If I keep on walking, I keep on talking, I know one thing, that God's word will direct my path. So I'm telling you today, church, when you have that time, take a quiet place, go in your closet, go in the prayer room, abide in God's word, and you will find out that God's word will stand forever. It'll stand the test of time. It'll stand below in the White House. It will stand in every nation. God's word will stand forever. And we have to know that no matter what's going on, just rest assured that God is in the plan of everything that is going on. Keep on trusting. Keep on walking. Keep on looking. Because God is God all by himself. He said he looked to the west, he seen no other. He looked to the east, he seen no other. There's no other beside him, but God all by himself. That means that he don't need no help. But you got to go to him. You got to seek him. You got to give all that junk to him. And when you give it to him, God's word will stand forever. And I just pray that God's word will forever stand. The doors of the church are open. If you're here today and you need God's word, this is your time. While the blood is still running warm in your body, to give your life to Christ. And when you give your life to Christ, I can tell you right now, church, you don't have to worry about it. God can handle every situation. He already explained it to us in Isaiah. He looked to the east and he looked to the west. He seen no other but him.
Thank you for tuning in.
He had all power.
We pray something said today.
Ain't God good?
In your personal relationship.
Ain't God good?
If you would like
to God being good to you, lift your hand up.
You can email us at nc.mathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry,
P.O.
Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71484. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Or just a candidate for baptism.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe it.
Austin, highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?